hasn't been eating enough Weetabix.
So to whoever's in charge of fixing potholes, to VAR, and people who somehow managed to park over 2 bays, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Calling all spinners. Join Sky Vegas, the online casino, where we offer new players 50 free spins to use in your first 7 days, and 200 more when you deposit and spend £10 within 30 days, all with no wagering required. You love a good spin? We love a good spin. Sky Vegas. Play. It's why we're here. 18 plus free spins loaded on first eligible game. Game and eligibility restrictions and further T's and C's apply. BeGambleAware.org.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Campaigners are calling for singers and other entertainers to be given better support. They're backing a petition set up after One Direction star Liam Payne died in Argentina. Our reporter Johnny Freeman's covering the story for us. Johnny, what's the background to this?
There's been an outpouring of love and support for Liam ever since his sudden death last week in Buenos Aires. This legislation is being dubbed as Liam's Law, and it would call for regular mental health checkups, adequate rest periods, and also the presence of mental health professionals on set.
And why are these calls being made, Johnny?
Well, it's prompted a big debate about the high profile nature and the pressures that face young musicians early on in their careers and their lives, and whether they should be given more support. Among those backing that plea is Robbie Williams, the former boy band singer, and also Casey Wazel, who was a star on The X Factor. All five of One Direction's albums have returned to the UK's top 40 as well, in tribute to Liam.
Okay, thanks, Johnny. There's more about that over on our website. Elsewhere, Cheshire Police are investigating after a man's reported being assaulted by a local MP. Mike Amesbury, the MP for Runcorn and Helsby, has posted a statement on Facebook saying, "I was involved in an incident that took place after I felt threatened on the street following an evening out with friends." He says he's contacted Cheshire Police to report what happened and says he'll cooperate with any inquiries if required to. The Iranian army says 4 soldiers have been killed in an airstrike launched by Israel. Israel says it was in retaliation for months of continuous attacks. Thousands of Tommy Robinson supporters have gathered in central London for a protest which he's missing after being remanded into custody. And Beyoncé's told America it's time to sing a new song as she appeared alongside Kamala Harris at a rally to endorse her as the next US president. Turning cooler tonight with a weakening band of rain moving into England and Wales. That's the latest. I'm Greg Dean.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music. Jack Pepper.
On Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Cracker Bell's Canon, seeing us past 5 o'clock. And we're back. Jack Pepper here, very pleased to be with you. And just before the news, I was telling you about the news from New Zealand in the last few weeks, specifically the Dunedin International Airport on their South Island, which in the last few weeks has introduced a hugging ban. You're not allowed to hug, but there is a three-minute limit. Too many people were basically clogging up the pavements and basically saying goodbye for an awfully long time. I'm very guilty of this, by the way. I'm terrible at saying goodbye. I'll rush back out of the house to hug somebody again, wave at them. I'll stand in the road and wave until the car has gone out of sight. I'm just generally excessive, so I think it would be quite difficult for me to accept this three-minute hug ban in New Zealand. But we're told that 20 seconds is all you need for oxytocin to be released and for the hug to feel good. An optimum hug, supposedly 20 seconds. Turns out, though, that there has been a 32-hour-long hug. This is the world record for the longest marathon hug, and it was achieved back in 2015 by two Americans, Benjamin Cannenberg and Benjamin Thompson. Little surprise that they were at university and they were in their freshman year, and basically, in their own words, they were trying to work out what to do. They were a bit bored, they were procrastinating, and they thought, I know, let's set a world record. What's one that we can feasibly do? So they hugged for 32 hours, 32 minutes and 32 seconds. Remarkable uniformity in their attempt. And that is so far the world's longest hug. You need some serious training to do that. Well, if the week has been long and you're very grateful to be on a Saturday afternoon now, let the music calm things down. A musical hug, indeed. Now, from the Apex Singers, this a stunning take on Wild Mountain Time.
Oh, the summer time has come, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time grows around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? I will build my love about by yon cool crystal fountain, and round it I will pile all the wild flowers of the mountain. Will ye go, lassie, go?
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
And that very recording is taken from the coronation last May. The Coronation Orchestra, led by Sir Antonio Pappano, with Crown Imperial, the music of William Walton. And just as that brings up the energy levels, Lullaby from Johannes Brahms and pianist Bertrand Chamailloux, paving the way for a harp and electronics take on Kate Bush.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
And slices it just wide of the post.
Have they done enough?
Can they pull it out the bag?
Does the ref have a clue? When you're shouting at the screen, blow your whistle!
There's no feeling like live TV.
However you watch, a TV licence is your must-have pass to over 400 live TV channels.
With all those edge-of-the-seat moments we love to share. To find out more, search TV licence.
Poor Sandra. She's bedbound, burning up, wishing she'd gone to Boots. Her throat's sore, head's pounding, and on top of all that, now she's feeling the FOMO. Because judging from the group chat, she's just missed the best movie night ever. So don't do a Sandra. Get your flu jab, administered with care by a Boots healthcare professional, and make the most of winter. Book yours in-store or at boots.com/flu. Boots. With you. For life. Eligibility criteria apply. Charges may apply. Subject to availability.
Nothing beats a jet-to holiday. And right now, you can save up to £120 per couple with MyJet2. Whether you want a winter escape or to get ahead for next summer, book now with just a £60 deposit per person with the Which? Travel Brand of the Year 2024. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Up to initial protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Dad had a beautiful death and they're like,
yeah.
What does that mean? That he was comfortable, he was pain-free.
Yeah.
He felt safe to have that.
Yeah.
To know that's the ending that you're going to have is precious.
Yeah.
And that comes with Marie Curie.
Give better end-of-life care to all, whatever the illness, by including a gift in your will to Marie Curie. Get your free will guide today. Search Marie Curie Will Talk.
There's never a good place to break down.
Oh, not now.
Especially not in the blistering heat, with a car full of kids on the way to the game and you're blocking the player's car park.
Car park there.
But it's okay. When you're with the AA, with more expert patrols in more places, we'll get you back on the road in no time. Join the UK's best breakdown service from £7 a month. Visit theaa.com. New customers only. 10% of customers pay £7 a month. T's and C's apply. Verify best and patrol numbers at theaa.com/best.
Oh, not near the house, please.
come on, up the other end of the garden.
It's fine, Mum!
Oh, it's gone straight through the kitchen window.
We'll get someone out to replace that for you. Don't worry.
With Directline's accidental damage cover added to your home insurance, whether you've smashed your window or spilt wine on your carpet, we'll get you from problem to solution as quickly as possible. Directline, we're on it.
Excess applies. Home insurance underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Vino calda la testa, una gran festa fa preparar. Se tu vi piazza qualche ragazza, ecco con quella cerca menar. Ecco con quella cerca menar, cerca menar, cerca menar. Senza color nell'alta cecina, chi di duetto, chi la follia, chi la levara, farà ballar. Chi di duetto, farà ballar, chi la follia, farà ballar, chi la levara, farà ballar. Mentre frattanto, d'altra trattanto, quando su quella amareccia, amareccia, tu amoreccia. Alla mia visa d'una mattina d'una decina devi metar. Alla mia visa d'una decina devi metar. Se tu mi chiamata qualche ragazza prego con quella cerca menar. Alla mia visa d'una mattina d'una decina devi metar. Se tu mi chiamata qualche ragazza prego con quella cerca menar. Alla mia visa d'una mattina d'una decina devi metar. Se tu mi chiamata qualche ragazza prego con quella cerca menar. Alla marita d'una mattina d'una decina devi metà, d'una decina devi metà, d'una decina devi metà, devi metà, devi metà, devi metà, devi metà.
Weekends on Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
The gorgeously romantic highlight from the opera Cavalleria Rusticana, the intermezzo by Mascagni, played there by the Berlin Philharmonic under Herbert von Karajan. And it's quite a funny story behind that opera, because it was written for an opera competition. Mascagni had just 2 months to complete the libretto, the words, and the music, working in collaboration. But actually, at the last minute, he decided it wasn't his best work. So he literally locked the score away in his desk drawer. His wife snuck in, thinking, do you know what, you're wrong. I think this piece is rather good and you should enter the competition after all. She unlocked the drawer, took the piece and entered it into the competition in his name. And of course, it won and it sealed Mascagni's reputation. And speaking of reputations, there's certainly been a rebound for Kate Bush in the last couple of years after her song Running Up That Hill featured in the Netflix drama Stranger Things. It hit number one in the UK and in Australia for the first time. And indeed, clocked up 1 billion streams on Spotify last year. That means it's the first solo recording by a female artist from the 1980s to pass the 1 billion stream mark on Spotify. Quite an achievement for Kate Bush. And I have quite an arrangement of that song for you now. This is from harpist and electronics wizard, Lara Somogyi.
If I may, I'd just like to quickly interrupt with news of a very relaxing start to tomorrow morning. Hannah Cox with mindfulness music from Lambert and Chopin. But we're also off to the opera with Saint-Saëns. We'll be dancing with Debussy and taking a trip to the Scottish Highlands with the Maxwell Quartet. Why not join me from 8? Or you can listen whenever you like on the Rayo app. Thank you.
The ever-vibrant London Symphony Orchestra here on Magic Classical. They were conducted by Bernard Haitink with the third movement of Beethoven's Third Symphony, the Eroica, the Heroic. A more romantic and heroic music to come. Julie Cooper writing for harp and cello, and Rachmaninoff with a beloved piano favourite, as you've never heard it before.
Magic Classical, the home of Penny Smith. Here every weekday morning from 10 and working with the Stroke Association.
Join me every day for the Penny for Your Thoughts brain teaser, the quiz of the day, and the Magic Classical listener in resident is going to share some of their favourite tunes across the working week. Also, I chat to some of the biggest names in the world of arts and entertainment.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association. Providing support for all stroke survivors for as long as it takes. Learn more at magic.co.uk.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. Two-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Give Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Listeners, we've uncovered the reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late. It's because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. So to whoever's in charge of fixing potholes, to VAR and people who somehow managed to park over two bays, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Sneak a look at your watch. The countdown to lunchtime is on. Well, at Costa, our beans are roasting, our sandwiches toasting, and we've got a deal for you. Get a delicious Costa-quality coffee with a ham and cheese, beans and cheese, or a Bosch vegan toasty from £5.99 between 11 and 2. That's lunch sorted. Costa Coffee. Price stated in select stores. Exclusions and geographical restrictions apply, subject to availability. T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
Yes! I just can't believe it.
This time tomorrow, you could be a millionaire. Get your lotto ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
So, Tom, what are you cooking up for the prices at home tonight?
Well, Kat, we're trying something new tonight. All because the lovely folks at HelloFresh are adding some Peruvian-inspired cuisine to their menu.
OK, would this be because Paddington in Peru arrives in cinemas on November the 8th?
Oh, I love Paddington. Yes, it is. The bear is back, Kat, and you can cook easy and delicious meals inspired by Paddington's tasty adventures in Peru with ingredients delivered to your door from HelloFresh.
And right now, if you head over to the Magic Radio website, there's the chance to win a year's HelloFresh subscription and a very tasty £1,000.
Oh, what a brilliant prize. Kat, we did all that without mentioning marmalade sandwiches once.
Until just then.
Oh, I did it then, didn't I?
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
We'll be right back.
Weekends on Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
Julie Cooper wrote it, and she was on the piano here on Magic Classical with her piece Lullaby in Valley Green. And we certainly will need some consolation and gentle calming lullabies, given the news I shared to you earlier on about this airport in New Zealand on the South Island that has introduced a 3-minute cap for hugging, because they found that the airport was, in the words of its CEO, a hotbed of emotion, and people were hugging for too long and basically getting in the way. So they genuinely have signs now where they say that you can only hug for a maximum 3 minutes. If you want 15 minutes, you go to the car park. Anyway, it turns out that there have been many attempts to set records in the world of hugging. I told you about the world's longest hug, which is 32 hours, 32 minutes and 32 seconds, set in the US back in 2015. It turns out, though, that the UK has muscled in on this competition, specifically to try and set the world record for the most hugs given in 1 minute by one person. And I'm pleased to say that it actually happened this year on the 15th of January. Sam Thompson, brave Sam, was in Shoreham-by-Sea and managed to hug 88 people in a single minute and set a world record. Go, Sam. And it was Leopold Stokowski who made that arrangement. It was originally a piano piece, but they're upscaled for orchestra. The Sinfonia of London were conducted by John Wilson, bringing us Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor. And with that, we creep closer to the 6 o'clock news. But afterwards, I can promise you, Vivaldi in spring-like form, Liszt in love mood, and Piazzolla in dancing mode.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for
CEOs,
people in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
In protections. Content and comments are automatically filtered to help make sure what teenagers see is more age appropriate. And teenagers under 16 require parental approval to change these protections. Instagram teen accounts. New built-in protections for parents' peace of mind. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
This is the sound of a car that can fill up anywhere. And this is the sound of an electrified car that you can charge at home. Sounds like the same car, right? Why choose between petrol and a full electric driving experience? Choose the best of both worlds. Toyota, CHR plug-in hybrid. Now available at 1.9% APR representative with £2,500 deposit contribution. Visit your nearest Toyota centre to find out more.
Available on PCP over 42 months from finance through Toyota Financial Services by 7th of January 2025. Optional final payment. Indemnities may be required. See website conditions.
Okay, which is clearer, one or two?
Two.
Three or four?
Four.
Diabetes or high blood pressure?
Huh?
Every eye tells a story, including giving us a clearer picture of your overall health. At Boots Opticians, our eye tests and advanced OCT eye scans can help spot over 10 health conditions, helping to open your eyes to a healthier future. Book an eye test today. Boots Opticians. See what's possible.
Did you know, at TK Maxx, you can find big brands up to 60% less than the RRP? I got this quilted leather handbag, must have moisturiser, and three pairs of branded jeans. Skinny, boyfriend, flared. All incredible savings. I'm basically a denim connoisseur. There's no deal like a TK Maxx deal. Big brands, small prices. In store and online.
Calling all dunkers. What's a brew without a biscuit, eh? But this is no dunk to be left to chance. Dip your bicky and count. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. Whichever online casino you play with, set your deposit limit so you don't overdunk. Take time to think. Sky Vegas. Play. It's why we're here. 18 plus begambleaware.org.
Get Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. A petition calling for a new law to protect the mental health of artists in the entertainment industry has been signed by more than 120,000 people. It follows the death of Liam Payne, as our reporter Johnny Freeman explains.
The 31-year-old One Direction star died after falling from a third-floor balcony at a hotel in Argentina's capital in Buenos Aires last week. The petition's been launched by a fan, and it comes as musicians, including former boy band singer Robbie Williams and the ex Factor star Katie Wazell have said better care and support is needed for young artists. It calls for legislation dubbed Leon's Law, which would see regular mental health checkups, adequate rest periods and the presence of mental health professionals on set.
Meanwhile, all five of One Direction's studio albums have returned to the UK top 40. You can read more about that over on our website. A Labour MP will cooperate with police inquiries, the party said, as officers look into an incident involving the Cheshire backbencher last night. The party also say Mike Amesbury approached Cheshire Police this morning to report what happened, and he'll cooperate with any inquiries they have. Cheshire Police say a man's reported being assaulted and inquiries are ongoing. The Iranian army says four soldiers have been killed in airstrikes launched by Israel. Israel says it was in retaliation for months of continuous attacks from the nation and its proxies. These people in Beirut blame Israel for what's happened.
I don't want Iran to attack Israel, and I don't want Israel to attack Iran.
Israel just wants to make a mess for no reason. They were bombarding Lebanon before, and now Iran.
Football and Manchester City have gone to the top of the table with a 1-0 win against Southampton. Meanwhile, one to watch later, there's been a 7-goal thriller in West London involving Brentford and Ipswich. Turning cooler tonight with a weakening band of rain moving into England and Wales. That's the latest. I'm Greg Dean.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.